So welcome back to the Beast Gang Podcast. We have assembled. We're going to talk about Avengers Endgame, the culmination of several movies and several storylines in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It is directed by Anthony and Joe Russo, who have done some of the previous movies. It stars practically everybody in Hollywood. We're going to start off with the guy that always stays fly. He's the highest of the high, and he has power that you can't buy. He rolls with a whole squad to take the trash outside. Ain't nothing like a big mic party. I'm telling you, I've seen it firsthand. Like, yo, this is like some good fella mafioso. Why you got the whole squad just to take the trash out, yo? I don't understand, man. You never know what's going to pop off when you take the trash out.
What? Man, these introductions, man. Jesus Christ.
Intros are priceless. Huh?
Sounds wild.
Right. I'm jealous. I don't get an intro like that.
No, you're the master horror suspense thriller. Oh! James says, where his freaks at? Yo, he's talking about Freddie and Jason. Oh, shit. Yeah, where them freaks at, yo? All right, so Big Mike, how do you feel about Avengers Endgame? Mike is clapping.
If you did not believe in God, you should believe in God now. All I'm going to say is I have always said there's no such thing as perfection. And while I do stand by that statement, in cinema, as far as cinema is concerned, to me, this is damn near the closest you will ever get. Well, I ain't gonna say ever, but the closest you've gotten thus far to perfection. This is beyond expectation. I feel like this is, the word masterpiece has been thrown around quite a bit. Now, I tend to think that some people throw it around loosely, but I think this time it is arguably extremely fitting. It is extremely difficult to find a flaw in this movie. It was 3 hours, and I swear it felt like I sat there for 90 minutes. And it is officially the blueprint, the formula, the dissertation, the whatever you want to call it, on how you are supposed to build a universe and effectively present it to an audience. From start to finish, this movie is it. It is the measurement from now on. If you do anything superhero related, it is definitely that good. I would say a lot more, but I can't without spoiling anything. Picasso on a wall in the Louvre and should have 5-star security around it, and no one should ever be able to steal it or touch it or anything. It is the pinnacle now for what you should create when you create a movie, at least superhero wise.
Okay. So we're going to go to Keith.
It hit every high for me in terms of a movie. Plenty of dramatic elements, every like joke, every emotional impact that they tried, it all worked. I'm not going to say it's a perfect film. I'm not going to say that perfection. It's one of those films where you watch it for the first time, you think about it. And the fact that I've been thinking about it the whole weekend, I saw this movie Thursday, and I'm still thinking about it Sunday and thinking about what I saw and when I'm going to go back to see it again. It was well worth the wait. It's been, the build up to this has been well worth it, and it hit every mark. The negatives I got to say about it are, I'll say for the spoiler cast, but other than that, the movie was about as perfect as you can get it, only because Infinity War broke the mold. And then this one set it about and just destroyed the mold. It's a fantastic movie. Phenomenal.
All right, so we're going to go to Matt.
I felt that it was a satisfying movie that effortlessly interwove 22 film subplots and placed it in a 3-hour bow. The great thing about this movie is that it showed agony, pain, redemption, family dynamics, morality. They all placed it in one film. A lot of movies in particular, you know, hit on one or two, but it actually happened to hit on all. The risk that it utilized to go away from the comic books was amazing. They did throw a lot of Easter eggs and aha moments, but they crammed it all in a 3-hour movie. But the thing that was so effortlessly about it is that they were able to do it without it feeling cheesy. Because typically with movies, if you throw so much stuff in, it's like, okay, you know what? Now this is overkill. But it didn't feel like that at all. The emotional connection that we had between the characters that contributed to the 22 films prior, from my understanding, felt connected to the characters, which made it very easily wanted to be invested for people who didn't want to go to the bathroom for 3 hours for fear that they might have missed a specific subplot. And the beginning of the movie was a little slow, but it was needed to build towards the final scene. Felt that the movie was the beginning, that they were desperate, as they should have been. And it's not like how other movies, like, you know what, I know how this is going to end. You got to give it to the marketing team, because guess what? They didn't really give away a lot with the spoilers. And I'm glad they didn't, because again, I don't think this movie would have had as great of an impact as far as me watching it if they gave away everything, or at least the last 2/3 of the movie. The visual effects of this movie, I felt, were amazing. You first start off with Iron Man 10 years ago, like, oh, that looks pretty good, very believable character. Then all of a sudden, you see the visual effects in this movie, and you're like, crap, you see everything. It's amazing. As far as being a comic book fan, they were all these little subtle hints. If you paid attention to the certain numbers that they were either talking about or certain numbers you saw on screen, it related to something in the comic book, depending on how much of a fan that you are. Although there was one scene in the movie I wasn't too keen on. It felt forced, but we can go over that with spoilers. I think as far as the overall between Infinity War and this movie right here, as far as when they were advertising the exclusion of Ant-Man and Hawkeye, I felt that was amazing and very well planned. And you could tell that they did put some thought as far as how the overall movie would play out. And the cameos were a pleasant surprise. Very excited for how Phase 4, whenever it does start. But this movie is a masterpiece. I can't say it anymore. Believe it or not, you can thank Marvel for rejuvenating the movie community, because if it wasn't for them the last 10 years, I can guarantee you the revenues going into movie theaters would not be anywhere where it is today. Thanks, Marvel.
Thank you, Matt. All right, Jay. Right.
Man, fuck you, Matt. Now I gotta come behind that shit. Why I gotta be last? Everybody said everything now. To me, this movie was amazing. It was said earlier, this movie did start off kind of slow, but it started off slow with a purpose. It was a slow burn. It built up to an amazing climax, which is how a movie should be done. Storytelling was just amazing. Plot holes in this, but not enough to actually deter from the actual plot itself. There was some holes in it, but it wasn't that serious. I don't have anything really negative to say. The movie was amazing. As a comic book fan, as a person that read comics growing up, it was beautifully done. They closed certain character arcs perfectly. I have really no complaints about this movie. Everything was done pretty good. It was a beautiful movie. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I got kind of misty-eyed at some points, and I know Bray's gonna call me a bitch, but that's all right. I will embrace that bitchdom.
Yeah,
because it was I'm actually lost for words right now. This movie was just so good. I never thought that I would be alive to see a movie that was this well done on all aspects. Now, I only wish that they could do this with Star Wars, but that's just me. But anyway,
this episode 9 is coming out in a couple months, yo.
But let's not talk about that. This movie was amazing. I want to see it again. I probably will see it again. It was just a well-done movie. I am a little nervous, and maybe I'm the only one that probably feels this way. This movie was so good. They set the standard so high. Anything else after this will probably just be below standard. That's how high this movie is to me.
X-Men versus Avenger movie wouldn't live up to something this well?
I don't know, man. I don't know. But
X-Men Apocalypse should have been this type of movie. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, it should have been, but it sure the hell wasn't.
And or James's favorite, The Phoenix Saga.
Oh my God, why would you bring that up? Because I saw the trailer to that shit. I was just like, why? Why?
It should be.
Why? It should be, but we all know it won't. Go on, Barry. Just go, man. I have nothing else to say.
All right. I might be slightly less positive than everybody else about this movie. I liked it a lot. I didn't love it. And I don't know what it is, some of the choices that came up in the story. But I'll explain some of this in the spoilers. But it kind of reminded me of the 2009 Star Trek movie.
How in the world?
It just felt certain J.J. Abrams.
No, stop. I'm going to give you one chance.
And also,
take that back.
It stars somebody that is in this movie, Chris Hemsworth, who was also in the 2009 Star Trek movie.
But died at the beginning.
Yeah, they're also jumping through time kind of the same way. That's how Spock got there, all right? Again, I did like the movie. I do feel that maybe you guys were talking about the beginning. I thought the beginning was just like rushed. It started fleshing his.
It was slow.
I didn't feel like that. Yeah,
are you serious?
Yeah. Well, I will say at some point, I guess maybe about 30, 45 minutes into it, that's when it starts to get going. A couple of things happen with people kind of overhyping Captain Marvel. Maybe that also influences some of that stuff because it wasn't really that super important in the end. And as someone that has seen Captain Marvel twice, it's not a good movie at all. And I don't think Brie Larson is a good Captain Marvel. So they might want to recast her. But
see, I said that I got shit for it. Not from you guys, but I got shit for that when I said it.
And she doesn't mesh well with the other characters in the movie. She doesn't command the type of presence that Captain Marvel should command. Storyline-wise, the movie is strongest at the middle and the end of the movie. So again, whatever you're saying about the beginning of the movie, I just see it a little differently. I just felt it was rushed, but it starts to level itself out. Some of it is just my expectations from this movie. I was expecting a lot more, but for me, I would probably say I like Infinity War better than this movie. I think it's more impactful to me. But I just feel like Infinity War is the stronger of the two movies. Comments?
Can't disagree with your opinion on that one.
I agree with you.
I agree Infinity War was a more impactful, but this one just has this, I don't know how to describe it. There were so many epic moments. Everything that came before, all 22 of the previous movies that came before, it culminated into this movie. Good and bad, no matter how much you liked it. You know, I disliked Iron Man 2. You guys hated Iron Man 3. I mean, it's like all the little things.
Yeah.
All those things came back in the end. Avengers. What Joss Whedon did with Avengers, the first and second Avengers movie. All those little hits were present in there. I'll agree that pacing-wise, it's not as solid as Infinity War.
Yeah.
Pacing-wise, it
Infinity
is...
Infinity War is a near-perfect movie to me.
Yeah,
everything about it is near-perfect. It starts off on a high note. It ends on a high note.
But this one, it has so much hype and to it that it took me a couple of days to really evaluate it because I had to get over my own impressions of it, like what I thought should have happened in the movie. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like just
you had your expectations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean,
I had expectations.
Yeah.
And my expectations were high, but I knew that it was going to deliver no matter what. The highs that I wanted them to deliver were like, it didn't deliver. I didn't get the things that I was exactly looking for, but I got things that I think were better. Things that weren't necessarily needed that. Now, one of the plus sides is that Captain Marvel, her scenes, she's only in like 5 scenes.
Yeah,
which is amazing.
Which is good. Honestly, I think it did better for her character. I don't dislike the character as much as I did from her movie. I got a little more respect for her because she took a backseat to the mainstay Avengers to the most part, but there was still that smarmy attitude of like, well, I'm doing more important things, but you know, it's kind of like, there was still that attitude there, but it was mitigated by the fact that she was with the big dogs. And it was clear that they knew what they were doing and what was going on and stuff. But mostly, she was overshadowed by the main cast.
Thank God.
I will say, I don't think they should have changed the titles. I think they should have stuck with the original Infinity War Part 1 and Part 2 because I have a hard time looking at these as separate movies.
It's just a continuation.
Yeah, and I told my wife, I said, when the Blu-ray comes out, I would like to sit down and watch them back to back and see the entire 5.5 hours straight through.
Agreed.
This has got me because it's just one big continuation. And by giving it separate titles, I think everybody's looking at it as a separate thing. And I just can't view it like that. And that's why even I don't have the pacing issues that you all were talking about in the beginning, because I'm still looking at it as this is just a continuation from the first one. I look at them splitting the release dates as the intermission that we should have had in this one. That was the intermission. You got your break a few months to actually get yourself prepared for 3 hours.
No, that's such a good way to look at it. How Endgame started off most likely perfectly.
I understand why you all are saying Infinity War, as far as impact, is better. Because I think as far as an entertaining movie, Infinity War is probably the one. I think the thing with Endgame is, it's not just the entertaining fact. You feel so many emotions with this movie that I think it just outweighs the first one just a bit. Because I don't think you ever expected to feel these kind of emotions with a Marvel movie. You wouldn't have been able to tell me that 10 years ago. And then the fact that when this movie's done, you ain't even got to be a real fan. You could be the most novice person. I guarantee you'll either go back and watch the movies, or you'll want to find out where all this relates to. Because it just makes you look back at the whole decade like, damn. And see where they came from to where it is now. And I think that's the biggest masterpiece part is, by the end of the movie, you should feel invested in this. And if you were already part of the universe, you're proud and you want to see more. And I think if you're not, it will literally make you go back and say, okay, I want to see the first Iron Man now. I want to see all these movies I never watched and understand what all this got to. Dark Knight, to me, was that one thing that was just on this peak of
greatness.
Like I said, it always transcended comic book world. This is the official blueprint. If you can't get to this level now, don't even shoot it. seriously, it even goes for Marvel. And I think it was either Matt or Jay. That was my concern after the movie was, how do you ever make something that gets back to this point? Like, this good.
Right, exactly.
Anything you can do now. I don't even think Avengers vs. X-Men, unless you get the Russo brothers to do it, I don't see how you're going to be this good.
I'm pretty sure they would have some form of advice or direction in it, because you have that, plus James Gunn helped produce this too.
Yeah, well, I mean, but I don't know, man. Like I said, I think they set the bar so high. You could try to get to that, but it's going to be damn near impossible. And I mean, I'm not saying that the movies after this aren't going to be good. I believe they will be good, but it just will not be up to that level.
X-Men Apocalypse should have been this caliber movie. It is not.
And Dark Phoenix should be too, but
But I will say this, even with regards to those, I wouldn't even worry about those per se now, because anything pre the deal, I would look at it as forget it, because Marvel's going to end up doing it again, I'm sure. If not a whole Dark Phoenix movie, they're going to have it involved in one of their movies somehow. And I think now we can safely say we know they're going to do it properly.
Let's go ahead and wrap it up, and we can have some extended discussions in the spoiler cast. Mike, what score would you give?
Oh, I mean, the scale only goes to 10, so it's a 10 because I got to limit it. I mean, like I said, I honestly, anything that I have wrong with it is nitpicky, and it's because of stuff that I wish would have been in there, but that actually I'm glad they didn't do. From the writing, the comedy timing, the emotional aspects, all the Easter eggs, everything they flashed back to or touched on, even the acting, just a great, great movie. I've literally seen it 2 days straight. I could easily go see it tomorrow. I've even sat back and tried to think of something bad to say about film. I just don't have one yet.
Same here.
Told my wife earlier, they took a gamble in 2008 with Iron Man. Nobody thought it was going to work. And they had a plan and said, this is this thing they're going to do. We're going to build out this universe and everything's going to lead to Avengers forming and studios, and everybody thought it was a joke, and oh, it's not going to work. How are you going to get it done? Comic book movies don't do anything. And now 10 years later, biggest thing on the planet, $1.2 billion in one weekend.
Jesus Christ, really?
$1.2 billion.
Yep. Yeah.
What the hell else do we even need to say? And that's just the first weekend. They're already projecting by the time this is done in theaters, it might be $3 billion.
Three, yeah. It'll overtake Avatar, in my opinion.
Yeah, good! Thank God!
It was like 2.85. Was it 2.58 yeah.
billion? Please take over that goddamn movie. Shit!
Yeah, so it's
2.85.
Almost 900 million overseas and 350 million domestic.
And this is before the grandmas and the rest of them see it, because, you know, they're not trying to go to no movie theater with a gazillion billion people in there. They're going to go like 2-3 weeks after the fact.
Yep.
Keith?
I'm going to give this a 9.5. It is not perfect. There's a couple things, and they are small things, but it's enough not to give it a perfect score. I'll rate this higher than I think I'd rated Infinity War, mostly because this was a fitting culmination to an end to the story. There is one character didn't get the due that I thought was necessary, but some minor pacing issues, but other than that, it was 3 hours. I was riveted, an outstanding movie. And the best part about this, the best part I can say about the Russos and about Kevin Feige, they took the good and the bad from all the previous films. They made something of it. When the Russos took over with Avengers from Joss Whedon, they didn't try to undo what he did and put their own mark on it. They directed a damn good film. They told a damn good story, and they told the story within and by accentuating the good things that were in the previous stories. So I'm impressed. I'm amazed. I don't know how they're going to top themselves, but I'm excited for the future. I'm glad that this movie came about, and I'm glad to have enjoyed it as much as I did. So 9.5 for me.
All right, Matt.
Again, I think I said earlier, the movie is a masterpiece, capturing all the emotions that you would find in multiple genres. Closing the arc of multiple storylines is difficult, but they were able to pull it out great. As far as my overall score, I'd give it a 9.5. I felt that Infinity War had more of an impact, although this movie in particular, the comic book person who wanted to see the punching, the kicking, the special powers, etc., that's what folks wanted to see, and it delivered.
Jay.
So I'll give it a 10. It's only one issue I had, kind of petty. The only issue I had with this movie, like I said, is petty. I'm not going to deter from the actual movie itself. Pacing was a little off, but it wasn't that off to take my score down. I understood what they were trying to do. I get it. They had to actually come up with a plan, so it makes sense. It closed all the character arcs that we knew were going to happen in a good way. I mean, some was expected and some weren't, but it was done very well. Give it a 10. I'll give it a 10. Keep going back to that. I'll give it a 10.
All right. So Moscow might be a little controversial. I'm going to give it an 8.5. Again, I liked Infinity War a lot more than this movie. I will watch Infinity War several times over. And this is a good movie, but Infinity War is perfect in almost every way compared to this movie. Now, we'll also say even Spider-Man Homecoming might be better to me than this movie. Go ahead.
Homecoming.
Spider-Man was better than this?
I just feel...
You know what, Barry? Barry, knew it!
Did it have that complexity, I guess is my question?
Yes. I just feel that maybe my expectations for this movie did not meet what I saw. And I'm not saying it's a terrible movie. It's not like I gave it a 6 or like a 5 or a 0.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug. Rick James told us that.
I understand, but...
I need you to stop smoking it, brother.
I'm basing this off of my score for Infinity War, which I gave a 9 to. Feel like Infinity War is a better movie. I'm going to give the movie...
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Spider-Man Homecoming.
I'm talking about the Spider-Man Homecoming too. I can agree with your score based off of the parameters that you've set as far as expectations previous to now, but Spider-Man?
Yeah. Even if I had to re-examine my score for Captain Marvel, which I believe Captain Marvel should not have come out before this movie. At least
that was for Cash Cow, though.
Well, I'm just saying like the time frame. I don't think it should have came out a month and a half before this movie. It should have came out maybe last year or something to distance itself.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It probably should have, but you know what? At that point, we meaning the general public, not necessarily me, I can care less for the movie, were so Marvel starved that anything you could have put out at that time would have resulted in $1 billion. That movie made $1 billion. Did I call it, James, or not?
I mean, it did, but it shouldn't have. To be honest with you, I think the only reason why Captain Marvel made that much money is because they hyped it up. They say, you have to see this movie because it's important to Endgame.
But obviously, the Beast Gang loves this movie. It is the culmination, again, of several years, several storylines, several bad movies. Thor the Dark World.
Not that bad.
That movie was terrible.
Not that bad.
Yeah.
I don't think I've watched that movie past twice.
Iron Man 3.
Oh, Lord.
I'd rather watch Iron Man 3 than Thor.
Shane Black.
Predator's bad movie.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
All right, that's the Beast Game Podcast. Wait for the spoiler cast, everybody.